Zeche Nishmas Avi Mari Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shaina Ben Yehoshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, we are in Gevina Sakum. So we discussed the question of there's a din of Dover Maimid. So if you have a Dover Maimid that's not kosher, so then the whole thing is not kosher, it's ain't a bottom. But so if you make a cheese with a Dover Maimid that's not kosher, if the Dover Maimid is not kosher, it's a treif stomach, so then the whole cheese is not kosher. So if you don't even have shishim, so then it's for sure a din daraisa that it's no good. If there's shishim, well, dover maimed is not bottle. Then we said it's a machloikas, whether that's a din daraisa or not. If there's no shishim, then it's not even, then it's not bottle because it's not bottle. But if there is shishim, then it's still not bottle. But that we said is a machloikas. We said the Torah holds that it's a din deraisa, and others hold it's only a din derabbanan. But what if you use kosher, a kosher dover maimit? You used asavim, you used grass, so it's kosher, the dover maimit. So the question is the cheese good or not? So the Tosis quotes from the Chachmei Nervona that it's okay, because if it's a kosher dover ha-maimid, so then in that community they're only using asavim, so then it should be okay, right? That's what Tosa says. Hitiros of a makomim, and the Rambam says no, that there's still part of the gzeira of gvinas akum is even if the akum used kosher dover ha-maimid, it still is not good. The Meiri says that perhaps the gezer is only if it is in a locale that there's also they use some non-kosher. But if the whole locale is kosher, then maybe the gezer wouldn't apply. So that is the story here. That was the Meiri that we saw. So at the end of the shiur, we were discussing the kula of the Ramah. The Ramah says that if you have a Yisrael Roehu, if the Yisrael sees the process of making the cheese, so then it's okay. Yisrael ro'eyu, then it's okay. Just like Chol Yisrael. And the Shach says it's not true. It's not enough Yisrael ro'eyu. Either Yisrael has to own the cheese, own the milk that is becoming cheese, or the Yisrael actually does the action of putting in the Dover HaMaimid in the milk. So let's see, where did the Ramah get what he said, and why does the Shach disagree? So first let's take a look at the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos on page 11. So he quotes here he says Hakol Holech Achar Maimid VeOmnam. The first word on the line is Keva, and Avela Atzma Himuteres the Fishi Pirsha BaAlma Tzolama Kein Tzoa. Whereas if you use the Keva here, it means the milk inside the stomach. So if you hold that the milk inside the stomach is not considered milk anymore, right? That was, we said, the Rambam and the Rif say that it's not milk inside, right? Right, we have the three shitas. Rashi says it's always milk. The Rabbeinu Tam says it depends whether it's liquid or solid. And the so he says the fishy pirsha brahm rutolom ki ain't so of alochas the inakuf and behemoth. Fich of mutolon lika kevis over kachovim the namid behemagvina. There's where we can take the non Jewish animals and not the stomach itself, but the milk inside the stomach. Because the Rambam sheet is the milk inside the stomach is not milk anymore. Mutulan lecho also gvina. Veloto imaza pirsum lo mashad das no sein ala rov ala riyasa ayin. Asher hevi shalom tesa gvina mishum chalav shachal bo akum ve yisrael roeyu. Vi shatam isa zekide shalom yisarav chalav behema tebeya mosal chalav ikar hu biyadeh shalom behema tebeya eno mamid. Right, but what was his line? So he says, "V'lo toil b'ze ha'pirsum, v'lo ma sha'adas no sein al rov el rias ha'ayin." Asher hevi shelo tesa gvina. She'ana roim over kachom shehem yirakev kev atzma mutolano lechol osa gvina. V'lo toil b'ze ha'pirsum, v'lo ma sha'adas no sein al rov el rias ha'ayin. So what is he saying? That rias ha'ayin would help. So this sounds a lot like the Ramah, that the reassigning would help. Kavis and Avel Atzma he muteris the fishi pirsha ba'almor to lomu ke ain't sala v'alochas ve'ena kegufa behem afich and mutalonu dikach kavis ha'ovik ha'chavim na'amid behem ha'gvina kamo king sh'ana ro'im ha'ovik ha'chavim she'em min ha'chala b'kev atzma mutalonu lechol osa. Okay, so that maybe is sounding like the Ramah that's seeing alone. But let's look in the where the Ramah got it from, in the Sefer Agud on page 12. So let's look here on page 12, the Sefer Aguda, on Masechta Shabbos. Omer Adam, l'chaveiru shmor li perish Shabbos shebetumcho, v'ani eshmor l'cho betumi. So the first halacha is that if you have peiros, say your peiros are in my tchum and my peiros are in your tchum. So I can't watch my peiros because they're too far away from me. You can't watch your peiros because they're too away from me. But I happen to be in the tchum of your peiros and you happen to be in the tchum of my peiros. So we could say to each other, I'll watch yours, you watch mine. Hitira gdolim adam akone asar gvinos. So if a person buys 10 gvinos or schum echad hakusi misakna b'shabes v'Yisrael roe ve'enu medaber. In other words, say you want to get cheese on Shabbos. You want to get cheese on Shabbos. You want to get 10 cheeses. So you go to the guy and you tell him, so the guy will prepare it for you on Shabbos. He'll make the cheese for you on Shabbos. So you didn't say anything. Israel watches the Khaliva. Ve'enu medaber. He doesn't say anything. So that's okay. Because he's not. There was he making it for him. I guess he knows that he wants it, so he comes to him. He makes it, but he doesn't say anything. But I guess he knows that if he shows up, the guy knows that that's what the guy wants. But he doesn't say anything, so he can get it, and he'll they'll pay later, after Shabbos. So you see, from so the Ramah is medayik. It says Yisrael what roe the einu medaber. So you see that Yisrael roe is good. So that's what the Sefer Aguda, that's what the Ramah learns it out. That he, because obviously the Yisrael is getting it, he wants to eat it. So how is he able to eat it? It's Gvina Sakum. So the answer is Yisrael Roa. Yisrael's Roa is good. So let's see. So what's so? It sounds good. He has a Beferish Araya from the Sefer Aguda. That if it's roe, it's sufficient, and that's who the Ramah is quoting. If you look back on page 9, it says the second line of Ramah: Yisrael roe asiyas hagvinos v'chaliva mutter. Yisrael sees it; it's okay. So let's see why the Shach doesn't like this Raya. So let's look in the Shach. Let's look in the Shach and see what he says. Look at the beginning of the Shach. Chaf. Zelpi Mashkosu Bedaki Moshe B'Tars Chattas Chassav Mordechai Perakis Adam Pepkel Kolobosan Rana Dafil Im Yisrael Roa HaChaliv Avar Chachav Asag Venus Afil Hachi Eno Gim Gokham Menag Chav Hava Bagudosh Perak Shoel In the Sefer Agudo In Perak Shoel Chassav Let's go on Adam Kodesh Chum Gvinus Ovi Chachav Masag B'Shabbos Israel Roa Veshomer Veinu Bedaber. Kvar Nogu Kidvei Aguda. Val Bemes Liner Lafi Anias Daiti Da Aguda Lo Polig Ad Mordechai. See, the Mordechai says that Afilim Israel Roa, it's no good, and the Chora seems to be a Machloikus, and the Aguda seems to say it is good. He says, "Daguda lo ayri chasam ala inyan isra Shabbos. Kach chasav din zem masecha Shabbos. Lo begachovim. Peg in my meeting. We have a gevinas hakum. Elvade lo maimi b'din isra gevinas over kachovim. Efshed b'emes a gevinas asuras, mishum gevinas hakum. Elvade mishum Shabbos mutarim. Nav gevinas demutu luknos schum gevinas kach b'shabbos lo machum kach over kachovim." So he says like this. This halacha of the Aguda is in Masechet Shabbos. And in Masechet Shabbos, the discussion is whether you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Meaning, is this considered a Zilzul Shabbos? In other words, it's not discussing the halachas of non-Jewish cheese. That's not the discussion. That's even Masechta Avodah Zarah. This Sefer Haguda is a comment being made in Perek HaShoel, which is talking about the laws of, you know, different things that you're allowed or not allowed to do in Shabbos in terms of like kinyonim and things like that. So so he says that if you don't say anything, you just stand by, and you don't say anything, so you didn't do any Aveira in Hilchos Shabbos. But it doesn't mean to say that the cheese is kosher. Says the Shach. See, the Aguda, the Ramah learned the wrong pshat in the Aguda. The Ramah is learning pshat in the Aguda that it says Yisrael Roeyu. So that means it's kosher. So he says that's what it means. It means Yisrael Roeyu means he just was standing by like a goylem. He didn't say anything. So therefore he didn't violate any thing of Mekach u'Memkar, the Shabbos. Meaning he showed up. So the guy, why are you showing up to my house? So obviously he's showing up because he wants the guy to make him cheese. So he made him cheese. And he'll pay him after Shabbos. But the cheese is taka treif. So what's the point of getting the cheese? No, you might have a dog. You might have a guy you want to give it to. He says, Elvade lo ayri midin isuk vinos ave kachavim. The efshar, the beemes hagvinos asurus. Maybe in Achanami, the gvinos are taka treif. Mishum gvinos akum. El mishum Shabbos mutarim. Nakimina de muto liknos chum of Venus kapa shabbos lamacha nachaka lovichovim or efsha de mai becomes an ogi vetu with Venus hakam or pira bitatam. And it's a shomisha lesa shumzi of big Venus. Bahada go to shine she Israel conem with Hila a Venus of Rim Shalov, and come shum Venus hakam. Avavade in the Halak. Or maybe in Achanami, if maybe it's talking about a case where the Jew actually owned the Gvina. But Roeh alone is not going to do it. And it says Roeh, but that's not in the context of explaining what's Mutter for Gvina Sakam. It's just the context of explaining what's Mutter in Hilcha Shabbos.
Avada in the Chalik Merah Yisrael, you see it's Gvina's. Although came to us who come Venus and Akum called Venus Osu, the few of him we do, but some of him Osu Shumbo Plo. Came with the Rosh Hashan of the Kachavim.
In other words, if you want to say that even a Sovim is Osir, then what is help? What is looking at it going to help? Because looking at it says, okay, there's all kosher ingredients, but even a Sovim is a problem. So he's saying that looking at it doesn't do anything. Looking at it does not help the situation at all. It doesn't help the situation at all. And the fact that I was looking at it just means to say, in the context of Hilcha Shabbos, if you didn't say anything and you were just looking, but not to say that it's okay, but not to say that it's mutter. It's taka still treif. Okay, that is the okay. So now let's see in the Or Zeruah.
On page 13.
Ma'ase b'Yisrael she'holach kvar la'asos gvinos. Israel went to see the making of cheese. V'lo ba mamash b'tchilas chaliva. So he wasn't there at the beginning. And he says he saw that they were Chovos Holchos Lachlov, they were going to milk the cow. Chaverta Shikdim Amat Lora Kalal, Vohigish Ba'aje Yotzam Yosa Adir, Vasholo Rabzein Mitzorfas Imish Lochos Lachol of Tame. He says no, because if they're gonna, even though they didn't see the chaliva, but the maisa, if the milk became cheese, we know that treif milk doesn't become into cheese, so it must be this kosher milk. the pasuk Rabbi Tam, the halacha of Shua ben Levi. People are Yisrael chaliv klal shari. The meichah shahalach Yisrael laknas kvinas. Ano yodim shasav gula hakfi kol chol v'tam de isra halacha b'shua ben Einshaych kan. Yisrael milu chatchila ein lahakil. He pashum chol Yisrael shaholchim liras chaliv af b'shirotim lasas kvinas mina kol. People are noshach lasor. Okay, so that's the question. If you didn't see the chaliva, is that going to be... Because normally you have to see the chaliva. But here, if you're making a cheese, so then, and we know that cheese, non-kosher cheese doesn't become into, non-kosher milk doesn't become into cheese, so maybe even if you didn't see it. Or here, at least, he saw most of it, he didn't see the whole thing. Okay. Let's take a look now on page 14. In the Sefer Eidus Li Yisrael, on page 14. Eidus Yisrael was by Rav Henkin, Rav Yosef Eliel Henkin. He was the Gadol Hador, the Posek Hador in America, before Moshe. And then they overlapped. But he was, you know, older than Rav Moshe. In other words, Rav Moshe, you know, was, you know, they had their differences, but Rav Moshe, you know, considered Rav Henkin, he was the Poisek in the Poisek Hador in America before him. He was older than him, so he had respect for Rav Henkin. So Rav Henkin had a different svarim, Eidus L'Yisrael. So he has different psakim. Let's see what he says here on page 14. Rennet, that's a Dover HaMamid. That's some type of thing that you could put in the milk to make it into cheese. Who avok hanasen mekevish in his yad psha hachenifzalo meachilis kelef. Tovchen imosov gamar mim sidu melech. So, if you take the stomach or something like that of the thing, and so if you would put it in the milk, it would become a dover hamayim, it would be treif. But if you dried it out, and this is going to be a ramah, we'll see, Bez Hashem. If say you dried it out, so it's so dry that it's not roi lachila anymore. Just like we've discussed, the concept of ain't a roi lachila. So if it's so dry that it's ain't a roi lachila, so then even if it's treif, it won't be considered the isser of dava hamamid because, you know, you dried it out. Nekvar pasuk baruch ha-shulchan beheter. V'herich b'zeh gril groibord chavlam even imim v'hevi gam shem v'alachayim agril tziltzim b'sifra v'kud troshin v'izbal k'var v'vem gam ha-shach sh'kosal v'chatchilin l'asav z'kein v'chinim. Yodu ha-chakem sh'yish gan taru v'sid u'melech v'heim v'atlin es ha-or midin machal af l'achar shriya v'gam heim sayim l'amid v'havi zeh v'zagor v'amna v'heim
He says this halacha that if you have the non-kosher stomach and Mar says you dry it till it's not roi lachila, right? Till it's not roi lachila, and then you can use it. So Rav Henkin points out that's only by if Yisrael is making the cheese. But if a guy's making a cheese, so then what good is it that it's dried out? Asavim itself is osir. So if asavim itself is osir, so certainly this should be osir as well.
So he says, "Onam he may be Israel osig vinas." Av benochri harei lo odif harenet miasam the machmer ramor behemid and nochri vinas behem. Because they nogei din zel shar dvarim sheim ben zeus chazal. The pasuk sheish mochri mina machal im renet shel ksheira. Yesh levakev liknas behem lo mesam shtam shem renet shel nevelus and treves. So he says that the renet maybe is nifsal. So technically, it's all kosher ingredients. But Rav Henkin is saying, if you're going to buy cheese from, even though the remnant was nifsal, but lemaisa, it was made from the velus and treifus, and it was nifsal. So, and it was made by a guy, it's still going to be also because of gvinas achim. So if you go ahead and you get from the store cheese that doesn't, you know, from a secular company, and so what could be wrong? So in a Hanabi, even if it has all of the ingredients are kosher, but it's still going to be osur al gvinas achim. Still going to be osur al gvinas achim because even if it's nifsal is not going to help here because lemaisa is no gora from nevelus and treifus. Okay, then there's a piece here in the Shechta Sefer Mipnini Harav on page 15. About Rav Soloveitchik. He says, Gvina ta'akam isa b'shulchan aruch, Gvina ta'akam asur m'nei shamambinu sam b'orkev is nevela. Afil hem idua, page 16, v'asovim asur. V'kos avu zar rabav chena minna gvain li first gather. V'lo b'mokam shenogu b'hetav mikon moim. Rabbeinu yenogu lechol b'veso. Now this is, I don't know. This whole piece is a bit interesting because it says that Rav Soloveitchik in his house would eat cheese from Goyish company that had kosher ingredients. V'chein omar l'talmidov sheb'yeshiva, and he would tell that to his talmidim. He says people would call him up on the phone and ask him, is it mutter or not? He would say, it's usser. And he said, one time it happened, and the same day that he told his students, that day that he told his Talmidim that it's mutter, and then a balabas, that night, Rav Soloveitchik gave a shiur on the west side one night a week. And so the balabas who came to the shiur, and he would tell him that it's asa. So there was once a Talmud, Shalom Ozeh Chakechecha min ha-Talmidim sheyan nochach b'shas maisa. Well, there he says, "Hello, Baboker Bashir Shebi Shiva, Amata Lanul Hatera." He says, "He told us this morning that it was mutter, and now he's saying it's aser." Atar Anu Rabbi Shadavuzer who bechidas Halachavein Morinke. So it's Halachavein Morinke. She Eimen Anochel Mefarsim is a kula. There is a kula, but you shouldn't be Mefarsim, since the Shulchan Aruch says Leiser. So it's very unclear here. Chol Misha Pesach is a Gemur M'shtachim V'dim B'Veresh Rashi Rai Yuchel Nirosis Dvarv. Well, the Vayda Torah Chol Ben Torah Sheyedeh Lumo Gemara Im Hu B'chlal Atzenuim Mutar L'Glos Lo B'Sol Zalik Tera Chanami Dov Rachilas Gvinas Chol Tamiya Shir Shibishiv Mutar Lo L'Gala Soch Bal Bayi Tera Nochem. So it's yeah, but what's the heter? What's the heter? I mean, if you hold like the Chachmei Darvona, then it'd be mutter. And if you hold that the Rambam only meant it like what the Meiri said, that it's only if there's some non-kosher, real non-kosher Rennert. But if either you hold like that, like the Chachmei Darvona, or you hold that, that's how some explain, or you hold that in that location it was all, there was no non-kosher Dover HaMaimid. But the Maisa, you know, a person shouldn't, should be makbid and not have any, and that's going to be very difficult because that's going to be, you know, obviously it's going to be very expensive, like I told you, because then you need the mashgiach to go there. And to, you know, because usually the Jew doesn't own the plant. It's a non-Jewish plant. So what is the good that you're going to have a hechsher on it? But it's, what is the hechsher going to do if, unless the Jew himself is there? So what is the Jew's going to be there every day? It's going to be very difficult. I mean, you don't people usually don't visit a plant every day. They come once in a while. They come by, to, you know, unannounced. So, but to go ahead and visit the plant and every day, you know what, the cheese is going to cost, you know, $100. You know, it's going to be crazy. Because, again, you have to, the consumer is paying for the mashgiach's plane ticket, so to speak. You know, so it's not going to be, not going to be feasible. And if you look at Rav Moshe here on page 17, he says, "Bedvar hagvina shall Yisrael nosen mitz shel tzmochim." You have cheese that the Yisrael put some juice, vegetable. Manochesh yaseh b'mizeh dafka. He says, "Ein lismoch." Right, he says even if it's asavim, it's aser. In other words, really, Mikar Din, we don't paskin like the Chachmei Narvona. So here, Rav Moshe is being maker like the Ramah. But Ramah is also, you know, you can be maker like the Ramah, but you have to be there. And that's also, so you have to, you know, it's expensive also. So he says, even if the Mamid Beprachim, even according to, if you want to be Mekel V'Ramah, in other words, it's so interesting. Ramosha is the one by Chol of Yisrael who says you need Yisrael Roehu, but if there are rules, then of the government that you're not allowed to put in non-kosher, you know, milk from animals, and you can get fined. So then, it'll be a problem. So therefore, it's okay. But by Gvinas Akum is more chomer. Even according to the Mekel sheet of the Ramah, you need. That was part of the Gzeira, that for it to be non chalav Akum, it has to be Yisrael Roeh, or Yisrael own it. So he says, even behemos hem Yisrael, if the behemos are, the Jew owns the animals or rents them, so then it's, the milk is his. Then it's okay. But he says, "Udvar mitzanovim." Yeah. Choshekem mizinus arubim amin mekeva shavada yesh laasor derechosalanu gam hayidia. He says we don't even have a yidia to know for sure. So, so he says yidia might not even help. You need ri'ya. Oh, so now. There's a famous tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Schwab on page 19 about cottage cheese, soft cheese, like the cheese you make blintzes from, the cheese you make cottage cheese from. So what's the story? So you're going to have to send a mashkiach. It'll be very expensive. So if Moshe wants to say a chiddush, to say that maybe cottage cheese is not really cheese al pi din, or the soft cheese is really not cheese. Because cheese means that if you wouldn't put the Dover HaMaimit in, it'll never become cheese. But if you have, say, milk, right, and you leave it outside, you don't put a Dover HaMaimit in, and it's a hot day, by the end of the day, your cheese, your milk will turn into like cottage cheese by itself, without putting in a Dover HaMaimit. So he says that, so even though we put a Dover HaMaimit in, even in the cottage cheese, but since you don't really have to, in other words, the hard cheese will never become hard cheese unless you put a Dover HaMaimit in. Here, by cottage cheese, by the blintzer cheese, it'll become a Dover HaMaimit. In other words, it'll become cheese, even without it, it'll help the process if you put a Dover HaMaimit in. But it'll happen, in other words, it'll turn into cottage cheese by itself. So he says, so maybe it's really not cheese al pi din. So Mimela, the whole thing the whole gzeira doesn't apply then. So therefore, as long as it's kosher ingredients, then it'd be okay. So that's what he says over here. He says, "Ein b'chal is a kaim shalosh shayach b'gezerim shum da mabidim b'dover osa shayu inyan gvina acher shlo dami luhu lo b'tam lo marv lo nesu me'olam ma shehevi agro akorch lo chilku ben gvina l'gvina mitapach sham b'lo mi'ata yovshu yveshu tishtri el vadik shasura l'gamri asura gamri osa gvina shasu lo chilku ben gvina l'gvina. Because she's Meshubach tamagvim b'mata renish and nozim zon yosim b'kvishem do miatzman. In other words, the renner rarely doesn't do anything. So obviously you need kosher renner, or else it'll be, you know, it'll trafe up the thing. But if it's kosher renner, then l'maisa you don't need, it's not a, you don't need Yisrael to come and see, you don't need Yisrael to put it in. All you need to know is that it's kosher. He says at the end of the tshuva, he's not going to. This is a svar to be makel. L'maisa any ro'om member is a heter. He says, I'm not going to say a heter, but I'm not going to. But on the other hand, I'm not going to be mocha. So he tells Rav Schwab that if people in his kehila are using the cottage cheese, they could. He doesn't have to be mocha. Oh, but take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 20. Take a look. On page 21. Fine, 1 second. Let me see the line of Yerach HaShulchan, 1 second. Okay, because the Aruch HaShulchan is going to say Chumra here. First he says the idea that, you know, it's a Dovership of Minyan. Okay, and he's going to say one second. That it's always Aser. Let me try to find that Aruch HaShulchan. One second. Here we go, 1 second. Kufsa, please. So, Moshe was making. when the Aruch HaShulchan was machmir. Venus Rakos. Kazayin. Here, take a look on page 21. The five comes in. Omnim Ladina enough community culture, I feel in Borough, who should my beating Bedover Heter, or Sir, right? Doesn't matter. Duncan also, even if the whole Medina is Mabid and Medover Heter, it's still also. Because he paskins like the Chumrah. Ravinus Nesh Rabbin, Yavin and Moil Shum Dover, Ken Kosova Kadmon, and Fees had the done Agam Shah Mabin also, but or Kavish and Isiabis Kates. That's the lashon. Gvina pshuta shalanu. Gvina pshuta shalanu is what? That's soft cheese. Shame by mother klal mikol mokom by iser mikol moelmed. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes beferish that if you go ahead and you use soft cheese, then it's the same halacha. You have to have a Yisrael ro'ehu, or at least put the soft cheese. They also put in rennet. They also put in the Dover Hamamid. So therefore, you have to it has the regular dinim. For Moshe said, maybe we could say a svarad l'chokel since the Dover HaMamid is not really necessary. It'll get there even without the Dover HaMamid. But the mice he put in the Dover HaMamid. So Moshe says maybe that's not really considered cheese, and the Aruch HaShulchan says you should be machmir. So this is going to be the discussion of what type of cheese should you use if you want to buy cheese blintzes for Shavuos or cheesecake, you know, packaged. So if you buy one from a non-kosher company and has a regular hashkacha that you would normally trust, so what is that hashkacha saying? That hashkacha is saying, believe me, the hashkacha that you trust is not having mashkech tamidi on your cheese blintzes. If it would, you wouldn't be able to afford those cheese blintzes, if there'd be a mashkech tamidi. So what are they assuming? They're assuming, like what? Like Rav Moshe, that you don't need mashkech tamidi because it's not really gvina, even though it's not real gvina. So therefore, as long as once in a while somebody's, just like all the other factories, they're not having somebody coming every day to the factory. Or else it would be crazy, you know. Once in a while, you go to the factory. But that's relying on that heter. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you eat the cheese blintzes from, even with the good hashkachas, whatever you know, the hashkachas that you consider the good hashkachas, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's also to eat. Because Lamaisa, you don't fulfill the Ramah, and you don't fulfill the Shach. Because it's not there on a regular basis. But, if you get, what? Hamish, the Hamish cheese blintzes. So what's the Hamish from Jewish companies, you know, from the Hamish cheese blintzes, or all of that. So that's going to have Yisrael Roeim. Or Yisrael actually doing the thing. So tomorrow we'll finish off this packet and we'll see what the story is. But that's a machlokes that Moshe says it's tzvad kula, and Aruch HaShulchan and Sifte Zayin speaks about the gvina pshuta, what he calls. And the gvina pshuta is the Aruch HaShulchan says is aser. So even though it might have a good hashgacha, that's only assuming that this is not considered, because it's not Gvinas Yisrael, it's owned by a non-Jewish company. You see, the Hamish brands are owned by a Jew. So therefore, there's not a question of Chol of Gvinas Akum. So then it's fine. If even if the Jew comes in once in a while, the Mashkiach comes in, but it's fine, because it's not going to be a question of Gvinas Akum, because it's owned by a Jew. The ones that have the brands of cheese blintzes that are the commercial brands of that have the hashkachas that you normally would use, but Lamaisa, they're assuming that it's not a Gvina, and therefore they don't need a Mashkiach to meet thee, and then, according to Rosh Hashulchan, they would not be able to eat them, al pi din. So there's a big difference if you get cheese blintzes with a Hamisha brand, whereas when you get it with a brand that's not a Jewish brand, it just has a Hashkacha, so that's only relying that it's not considered Gvina. So that's a tzad that Rav Moshe thought maybe is okay, but he wasn't like fully endorsing it. You see, he was saying, he says, I'm not saying it's mutter, but I'm not going to be mocha. You know, it's like a semi-endorsement. And, but if...
I'm not sure on, let's say, like hard cheese that's not owned by a Jew.
A hechsher on non hard cheese that's not owned by a Jew, so that would be a problem. Okay. Tomorrow, Bezer Shem. Tomorrow we'll go through this more. We'll continue. Okay. This week, Bez Hashem, we'll have the Yoredeh Shir, Bez Hashem, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm not sure exactly what the schedule is going to be. Thursday, I might do something for Shavuot. I don't know, I'm not sure yet, but we'll see. But Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have Bez Hashem, Yoredeh. So we'll continue on with this packet tomorrow. Okay, as I told you, this is the thing you have to learn before Shavuot. You know... Someone once was saying about a certain sefer, about a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, that has halachas of Shavuos. So someone was kidding around and saying, we're going to call it Achilas Cheesecake Hilchasa. You know, you have to know, halachas of cheesecake, it's not simple. How many people are bucky in the halachas of cheesecake? We're bucky in eating cheesecake, but not necessarily bucky in Hilchas cheesecake. You know. You have to know what bracha to make on cheesecake. You know, it's not simple either. So you have to know which cheesecake is the more better halachically to eat. Which cheese blitzes, things like that. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Ben, how are you? Ben Katschlita. Okay, Harasani Spitzer. Rabbi Avram Levitt. Yeah, Avram Levitt.
Yeah, hi, Rabbi.
Hi, Rabbi Yosef Katan. Michael K. Ari Lichtschein. Eli Deutsch. Yossi Waxel. Rabbi Danny Liu. Steve Gottlieb. Morning, Benji Rabbi. Katz. Okay, it's great to see you all. Today is Memorial Day, so enjoy. I don't know what the Nafkamina is. Nafkamina is that the productions weren't open today, so I was bringing a packet and I couldn't bring it back in today, so Bez Hashem, bring it in tomorrow. Okay, Rabbi, should all be well. Enjoy. Have a great day. And Bez Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.